Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGM. Not surprised that this this was our first Two for Tuesday this morning. 312-981-7200, Two for Tuesday. You program them, we play them. One artist, two songs. And Ben requested the Allman Brothers, Midnight Rider, over the weekend. We lost Greg Allman, who was a legend. And, yeah, so there's a little Allman Brothers for you this morning. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Get your Two for Tuesday requested. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. And also, we're going to be talking about your little brushes with nature and with animals. We'd love to hear from you if you've got any stories in that regard. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The story that I've got in my hand here, Alderman Howard Brookins continued his war on rats and squirrels that gnaw on city garbage cans with the help of City Council fiance, Finance Committee Chairman Ed Burke. Burke, 14th, presided over a debate about the problem with the that featured talk of mesh that could force many rodents into starvation from a damaged palate, coatings like hot sauce that would repel rats and squirrels, and fleeting preventative effects of coyote urine. Brookins first raised the issue of aggressive squirrels devouring garbage cans at last year's budget hearings. Weeks later, he was out riding his bicycle on Calsag Trail when a squirrel got lodged in the front wheel of his bike, sending him flying over the handlebars. What? Brooks suffered a broken nose and lost teeth. He's still undergoing treatment as a result. I can think of no other reason for this squirrel's actions, and that was just getting revenge. On Wednesday, there were no immediate answers to the problem, which affects thousands of garbage carts each year and results in trash-strewn streets. Brookins, 21st, who called for the hearing on an issue he's been pressing for months now, said that they was trying to set the stage for 2018 budget talks later this year. If a solution can be found, the city could save the cost of repairing or replacing many carts, and unsightly trash in public ways could be tamed. During Wednesday's meeting, two people hawked new products to protect the carts. One from the 40th Ward, who has invented a mesh screen that keeps rats and squirrels from getting into the garbage, getting at the garbage in the carts. And another works with a military supply company that's developed a coating to repel rodents. The cost could range from $10 to $40 per cart. I think there is a solution out there that's probably much cheaper than either of those guys are telling us about. Brookins said, perhaps by procuring garbage carts with mesh built into them. City Streets and Sanitation Commissioner Charles Williams said that the city now pays $46.79 per cart. The city requests for 60,000 new carts a year, and of those, 37% have been damaged, some by rodents, and that's what department statistics show. More of them are stolen. So people are actually stealing dumpsters. Why would you steal a dump? Because you're moving? Would that be a Esmeralda? Did you and UNV steal a couple of dumpsters before you moved?
I mean, they're so spacious.
Yeah.
Make a pool out of them.
So this, I'm just trying to picture this guy's riding his bike, right? And a squirrel, what does he do? He dives out into the front wheel of the, what? I'm not laughing because the guy did, you know, he broke his nose and he busted out some teeth, so that's not cool. So he was injured, but I'm just trying to picture this. And it's quote-unquote aggressive squirrels. Yeah. I can't stand squirrels. I can't stand them. Esmeralda, you don't live across the street from the glass, the ceramic squirrel anymore.
I don't. I can go visit.
You can go visit the ceramic squirrel. Did you name it?
No, it wasn't a squirrel. It was a rabbit.
Oh, a rabbit. Right, yeah, it was a rabbit. Oh, yeah. Did you name it?
No.
Okay.
I just thought it was up to shady
things.
Because I almost thought it was, like, smiling at me. And it wasn't before.
Oh, so the face had contorted?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, I took the garbage out a little bit earlier this week, and I normally don't take the garbage out at 3:30 in the morning because I'm here at 3:30 in the morning most of the time. But on one of my mornings off, you know, I was like, I'll take the garbage out. Now I was going to wait till the sun came up and go out, but I did it at 3:30 in the morning. I brought the garbage all the way back by the dumpsters where they are, And three rats ran out as I approached the dumpster. They scurried out and ran basically across my feet. And I freaked out. Needless to say, I freaked out. I dropped the garbage into the dumpster and booked back up to my apartment. So has anybody ever had that kind of experience? I know my parents have had issues with animals in the past. I told you about the time. Didn't I tell you guys about the time that there was a squirrel in the bathroom and my dad opened up the closet door, like the linen closet, and there was a squirrel jumped out and jumped into like the shower, and then my dad left the bathroom, closed the door, and had to call animal control?
I think I remember you telling that.
Yeah. That's a true story. Because my parents lived on the second floor. I was living with them at the time. My parents lived on the second floor. And the third floor was like being rehabbed. So there was a lot of, you know, holes and stuff up there that they had to fix. And a squirrel got in and then climbed through down into my parents' linen closet in the bathroom. And my dad opened up the door. Squirrel comes flying out. He freaks out, closes the door. And then closes the door, and they had to call animal control. At that same place where my parents used to live, I wasn't living with them when the squirrel thing happened. I had moved out by that point. But I was living with them when the possum thing happened. This was when the possum was on the back porch and wouldn't leave. Like and possum, I don't know if you, Esmeralda, have you ever like seen a possum up close?
No. I've seen them on TV.
They're terrifying looking. Yeah, they look like giant rats.
They're gross looking.
They look like giant rats. And this thing looked like, I mean, it was, and so we were trying to throw water on it to get it off the porch, trying to get rid of it. It wouldn't leave. It was out there for like 4 hours. The whole time, my mom's freaked out. She's like, I can't go out on the back porch. So I went out there with like a bucket of water and threw it on the possum. The possum just went, like he hissed at me. And I was like, all right, man, that's it. I'm going back in. And then he just was gone. Like a few hours later, we opened the door, he was gone. And my mom wouldn't walk out on the back porch. She was like, maybe he's, you know, like upstairs and he's going to fall on my head. So no experience. Dan, you ever have an experience with possum?
I did. There was one. I would walk my dog every night about 9 o'clock, and I was coming back into my backyard, and there was a mama possum with a baby possum attached to her on the top of the fence. You know, and it's a Chicago fence, so you know it's like, you know, 3 feet off the ground, and like, so I'm walking, and you know, my dog, who's supposed to be, you know, protector of human and
right,
angry and barking, she ran the other way. and so normally I would walk in the back door, and I walked in the front door, and my dad's like, what's going on? Like, there's a damn possum on the fence.
They're ugly. Now I don't think they attack. Has anybody ever been attacked? 312-981-7200. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about your little experiences with nature and perhaps wild animals or rats or whatever. I had some rats run over my feet when I threw the garbage out a few mornings ago. So that was fun. And now an alderman just got attacked by an aggressive squirrel. The squirrel jumped into his spokes, into his bike wheel. What about you? 312-981-7200. Now, I know that most possum, I guess they don't attack. There's a reason why it's called play possum. Because if you approach a possum or you attack a possum, it doesn't attack you. It plays dead. So that's where the whole, you know, phrase playing possum comes from. Because the possum plays dead and, you know, it's like, oh, it's dead. I won't attack it. That's like a defense mechanism that the possum have. But they're just so damn ugly. I mean, they really are scary looking. They're like, they're just, and that one on the back porch, when I threw the water on him to get him off the porch, and he hissed. I was like, all right, Satan. Satan is on our back porch right now. So 312-981-7200 if you've ever had an experience. Now, outside of possums, Dan, you ever had any experience with
You know, my favorite story is not my own, but I love to tell people it. My friend Mike Rios is one of those guys that just things happen to him. You know, Mike Rios is the type of guy that call if I haven't heard from him in 3 or 4 weeks, and he calls me, and I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, oh, yeah, I decided to move to Panama for a little while, you know? That's Mike Rios. So One night, Mike Rios and I and our friends were sitting at Baker Square having our Sunday get-togethers.
Of course.
And he told a story about how he was bike riding in a forest preserve. And a deer had stopped in the middle of the trail. And so he, didn't know what to do. You know, he didn't want to disturb the deer, but he also wanted to ride around. And, of course, the deer was, like, perfectly positioned on the entire trail, so he couldn't just ride around. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was kind of like a treacherous – he couldn't ride on the grass for some reason. So he thought the next best thing would be to imitate a natural deer predator. So what he did is he took his bike and he held it up. He put it up on one wheel because Mike's not the tallest guy in the world, so the bike would be taller than him. And then he started to roar like a bear, hoping that would scare away the deer. The deer just looked at him. And so he continued to roar several minutes and then eventually gave up and then just turned around and went the other way.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Can you imagine just somebody walking on the and seeing this guy?
Right, right.
With his bike up roaring. That is hilarious. Oh, man. So, by the way, do we have to cut a check to Larry Lujak's estate for doing this bit?
Probably.
Animal Stories! Esmeralda, you're too young to remember Animal Stories?
I am.
Yeah. Larry Lujak and Tommy Edwards every morning would do Animal Stories! And it was the kind of stuff we're talking about now. Each morning they would do these different stories, you know, involving animals, people's encounter with animals. And he was a good old Uncle Lair, and little Tommy, little snot-nosed Tommy. And it's a great bit. They did it for years, legendary bit. And so, you know, anytime you talk about, like, animal stuff on the air, I immediately, if you grew up in Chicago, you know, of a certain age, then it's like, yeah, that's Lujak's bit, dude. You're doing Lujak's bit. So, yeah. Okay. All right, let's break. We got some people calling in and texting in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Aggressive squirrels attacked an alderman. Some rats ran over my feet. There was a possum hanging out on a fence. A deer made another guy try to act like a bear. Esmeralda, do you have any stories?
I've only had geese hiss at me.
Oh, they're mean.
Yeah, and then they give me the side eye.
Right.
I had squirrels where I'd go at them, and then they start coming at me. I'm like, no, I was just joking, and then I run away.
Then you run away.
Yeah, because I'm like, no, I don't have anything for you.
Right, right. All right. Well, we'll talk more about that coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number on WGN. Lord, I was born. Two for Tuesday continues, everybody. Some Allman Brothers. Ben requested Allman Brothers' Ramblin' Man. Lost Greg Allman over the weekend. Sad. So paying a little tribute to him. Two for Tuesday. Get your Two for Tuesday requests in. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. That's one artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. All right, we are talking about your experiences and brushes with wild animals or weird animals or nature. 312-981-7200. You know what animals kind of freak me out, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact that Rocket is adorable in Guardians, raccoons freak me out.
I mean, they have people hands.
They do. That is exactly the thing, Esmeralda.
They have little fingers.
Yes, they got the little fingers, and they can,
when things have people hands,
they freak me out. I mean, I love Rocket. Because I know that's CG and it's Bradley Cooper. That's not like a, but like raccoons, they just, you know, I don't know, man. And there was a video that I saw on Ridiculousness. It's also online, where a raccoon. There's a bunch of I want to say it's a bunch of cats, like three cats in a garage, and the garage door is open.
Oh, and he's standing.
Yeah, and he stands. Yeah. He runs over, picks up food, with his creepy hands, and then walks back on his hind leg like a human.
It doesn't help that he is standing on his back legs walking out.
I know, it's so freaky. So, and I know a lot of people who've had some serious raccoon problems, like with garbage cans and all that. I wonder if when you sing Esmeralda, does that affect the raccoon population? I've never even thought about this.
I don't know. Is there? I don't know if there's many raccoons in the at least the city of.
Yeah,
city
I think
proper.
I think there's some. I think there, I bet people in the city have some raccoon problems. I would imagine that they do. You know, I don't know. For me, it's just like the you know when my wife and I were married on our back porch on our patio back porch we had like a small garden where we were growing tomatoes and basil and. You know, stuff like that. And these squirrels, they just destroyed everything. Except basil. For some reason, squirrels apparently don't like basil. But they ate everything else up. They just ripped up everything. And there was one squirrel who was a jerk. They're all jerks. I think all squirrels are jerks. But this one in particular would come up to the window. Because our kitchen window overlooked right out onto the back porch. He'd come up to the window with, like, tomato in his grubby mouth. You know, and like tap on the window and like mock us. So there was a jerk squirrel that mocked us. Like after he destroyed half of our garden, he'd come up and just sit. And we could tell which one it was because he had there was a distinctive spot or something on his tail. We're like, that's the jerk. That's Mr. Jerk Squirrel. King of the jerks.
My mom hates the rabbits.
Because
they come and eat her whatever plants she has.
Yeah. No, the rabbits will do some damage too.
But they're so adorable.
Yeah.
And then they always stand that you walk by and they stand there as if you can't see them. It's like, I can see you, rabbit.
Yeah.
It's not going to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it helps if there's... Squirrels aren't adorable.
I think they're cute.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, they don't bother me, so...
Yeah. Unless you go... And then you run the opposite direction. All right. Here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
All right.
I had a story about your possums.
Yeah.
Years ago... Our houses and where I lived were right next to each other. We had some old cisterns down on the ground. And this lady moved into the house next to us and thought that's where you threw your garbage. All right. So all of a sudden I parked in the back. So I go out to go to work. I start doing the three steps down off my porch. And I hear this. It's almost like a hissing sound. And I see these eyeballs coming toward me.
Uh-oh.
And it was like three or four of these possums coming at me.
Oh, my God.
And I ran back in the house, and it took me forever to get up to my car to get out there. But they were going on into trying to get in them cisterns because they could smell that garbage.
Oh, man. So essentially, did the possum actually attack you?
They come running right at me.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I think what it was is, you know, our houses in my town were so close together.
Right.
That I think the possums thought I was coming down to take their food.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Probably what they thought, but.
Wow.
Well, they came right at me.
Wow. Now, did they go away, Mark? Was this eventually rectified?
Well, what they did, the next morning, my dad called the city, and they had to come out with one of the big trucks and suck the stuff out and find the people. But. Scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, I bet, man. Wow. All right, Mark, glad you survived.
All right, thanks.
Take care, buddy. Well, there you go, aggressive possum. That's not something I want to see. Aggressive possum, that was my radio name in college. Yeah! Aggressive possum! Yeah, that's just something I don't need. You know? Walk outside and three possums start chasing you? No, man, no. That's wrong on every conceivable level. Who needs that in their life? No one, I say. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've got some stuff from Reddit, people posting about being attacked by wild animals and squirrels and stuff like that. If you have any of those kind of animal stories, give us a call. We'd love to hear them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text, animal stories, and your requests for Two for Tuesday. We got to take a break. The news is coming up right after this. Just you and I in the curtain bar. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. Alex requested Block Party with Flux. You're all hip, Esmeralda. What was that?
No idea.
Oh.
I'm not that hip.
Dan, what about you? Do you know the work of Block Party?
They had a hit with a song called I Still Remember back in the mid-2000s. British band.
Mm-hmm. I know the name.
Yeah.
I got a little jolt of energy from that song.
Is that why you were dancing around in the newsroom?
Yeah. I needed about 3:30 in the morning. I could use that.
Get the glow sticks out. And I saw the disco.
Pacifiers.
The mirror balls fall from the ceiling. Yep. Smoke machine started going. It was fantastic. That's what happens every Friday morning, by the way, in the newsroom. Once we start Fly Jams Friday, the newsroom turns into a rave, but it's just Vic by himself.
Pretty much.
Hey, did Noonan do Fly Jams Friday on Friday?
He did, yes.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Hey, by the way, all of our regular features will be back this week, so please participate. Straight Out of Context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same thing for You Big Dummy. If you want to be a part of that, just find a link to a funny dummy story. These are real news stories with people doing real dumb stuff. We read them and judge on them, and you can be a part of it. If you want to read a funny dummy story, find a link, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and you'll read it on the air and get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. And also Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to the station. When anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, jot down all the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All those regular features, including Fly Jams Friday, will be back on Friday. We have some live music in studio tomorrow with some great musicians, including Rachel Drew and Phil Angotti. And then on Thursday morning, it's our biweekly visit from Dan Feinberg, and we're going to talk TV. And then on Friday, it's our monthly visit from our great consumer man, Herb Weisbaum. So those are some of the things that are happening throughout the week. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about your encounters with animals, wild or weird or whatever. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We'd love to hear your stories. 312-981-7200. And here is Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Congratulations on your induction.
Thank you. Thank you.
And most of my experiences have been when I was in the Army with the reserves. One year we went down to Atterbury, Indiana. You know, we set up all our tents. You know, we got the GP mediums, which sleep, you know, 10 to 15 people, and had our mess trailer set up out there in the woods, and we were playing Army and all our little things, and had everything dark. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, we started hearing stuff hit the roofs of our tents. Everybody got up, and there must have been about 400 raccoons jumping out of the trees onto our tent.
Oh, my God.
Tearing into the mess trailer. They'd come charging into the tents, and as people would run out, like the second wave of them would come in and snatch every snack they could get their hands on.
Oh, my God.
This went on for about 3 nights. We moved 3 times, and they followed us.
Oh, man. That's terrifying. You know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we finally got to the point where we started putting guards out, you know. we it was like, okay, you're on guard duty tonight. Here's your big 2,000, you know, million candlewatt floodlight from Walmart in an air horn. When they come out of the trees, start honking air horn and you know, blind them. And I thought of another one when we were up in Minnesota. This was in 91. You know, all the officers had a little smaller tents, you know, individual tents.
Yeah.
But we come back in one night after working on the roads and stuff, and Lieutenant walked over to his tent and came screaming out of there, left the door open, the flap open. There was a bear sitting on the floor of his tent.
Oh, my God.
Going through his bags, eating all of his snacks, you know. The bear just got full and just walked away.
Yeah.
These
are several of the many, many reasons why I can't stand camping and that I won't rough it. I mean,
right.
You know, for me, roughing it is staying in a hotel that doesn't have air conditioning. That's roughing it for me.
Right. Well, me, I think after all that experiences with the Army, you know, my version of nature should be enjoyed behind the locked windows of a climate-controlled RV, you know.
I'm with you 100%. All right, Rich, be safe out there, buddy.
You too. Have a good evening.
All right. Airborne raccoon attacks, 40 of them. That's a nightmare. That's a living nightmare, Esmeralda. I mean, you imagine that? You're coming out of your tent and there's a bunch of raccoons flying around?
I imagine they somehow have evolved to have those flaps, like those flying squirrels.
Yeah.
They're just flying raccoons.
Oh, my God. It's just a nightmare. Man. All right. Let's see. From the Reddit, they said, a picky 508 says, I took my daughter to a duck pond. There was a tiny baby duck that tried to get through a chain link fence and it got stuck. While bent over trying to help it out, the mother duck went crazy and started attacking me. She flapped onto my back and started beating me with her wings. My daughter was 4 at the time. She started screaming. Thankfully, my only injuries were from laughing so hard. Yeah. Also on Reddit, a neighbor's cat had a squirrel by the neck, and I was stupid and tried to help. Why? Wait a minute. No. My friend grabbed the cat, and I tried to get the cat to let it go. Instead of falling on the ground when released, the squirrel twisted in the air and latched onto my thumb. It finally released. The cat sat there and gave me the smuggest look that a cat could possibly have. I hope you got shots. Get bit by a squirrel, man. You got to get some rabies shots, man. That's not, that isn't good. But why would you do, if there's a cat with a squirrel in its mouth, that's, you don't go up to it to help. Would you, Esmeralda, if Smokey had a squirrel in her mouth, would you go up and help?
I would probably try to get it out of her mouth, you know, like be like, what are you doing? And try to make her release
but,
it.
Yeah, but like,
I don't want her to kill a squirrel.
But like picking her up while there's a live squirrel in her, if the squirrel was dead, that's a different story. It's a live squirrel that's going to latch onto your finger?
Well, you don't think it's going to let. You think it's going to just run away in fear.
Oh, I don't think that. I personally, I think that squirrels have handguns. That's what I think. They're dangerous.
It's gonna fly out of the cat's mouth, do like a spin.
Right.
And it's flying, like facing you. Its back shooting.
It'll pull a full on Matrix. That's exactly what it'll do. The squirrel will become Neo.
Yeah, but if that was the case, then it wouldn't have gotten caught in that cat's mouth.
Well, you don't know. Oh, man. Okay. Moo says, does a raccoon count? My cousin had a pet raccoon. When I was a kid, it tore out the back of my leg once, and it required 19 stitches. See what I mean? Well, who the hell has a pet raccoon?
That's a bit rough.
Does he want to meet my raccoon? You know, there's a chapter in Stephen Tobolowsky. By the way, it's Tobo's birthday today, everybody. Stephen Tobolowsky. 66 years young today, Mr. Stephen Tobolowsky, who was Dan, you missed him last week.
Yeah, you shot me a text after the interview.
Man, one of the best appearances. And Tobo is golden every single time he's on. But I don't know where he comes up with some of these stories. But anyway, in his book, his latest book, My Adventures with God, which is a great book, there is a chapter dedicated to all of the weird pets that he's had, including snakes and lizards. He had a turtle. He had rabbits, rats. He was a great chapter about all the weird pets that he's lost over the years. Yeah. So anyway, that just because kids one of the things was he had rats. They and if I remember correctly, the title is like Rat Funerals or something like that, because they would have funerals for all the rats that died, because their kids would be all sad because their pet rat would die. And he buried a bunch of them in the backyard and all that stuff. Great chapter. I'm not doing it justice, but it's really funny. But that kind of goes along with what we have here. But I don't know. Jim in Carbondale says, possums are sweet animals, very shy, sometimes invasive when hungry. God's animal. All right. I just think that they look scary. I just think they look very scary. And if I were Trucker Rich and three of them were coming at me, I would run to a different city. So, and I think possums are packed, too. I think they're packing gun. I think all animals are heavily armed. All right, we have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and more of your crazy stories and your encounters with nature and animals. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Two for... that's Alex requested Block Party. That's Skeleton. If you would like a two for Tuesday request, it's 312-981-7200. Also, if you want to call in to tell us some of your experiences, your brushes with nature and weird animals, 312-981-7200. Coming up after the 4:30 news, we are going to play another edition of Pop-Up Video. Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head. And Skip Skipley has returned from his days off. And we'll catch up with Skip and play a little pop-up video. In the meantime, we've got some animal stuff that we want to hear from you guys. 312-981-7200. And here's Eric on WGN. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
Nick, right?
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I have a good story to tell you about. If you're familiar with, like, the campus of Harper College.
Yep.
Okay. I went to junior college out in Colorado. And going out there, you know, you're up in the mountains and stuff like that. And friends of mine told me certain things to wear. So I'm on my way walking to campus like you would around Harper. Well, there are mule deer. Now, mule deer are not bucks, and they're not wild deer. They're in between elk and deer. Mm-hmm. They're about 800 to 900 pounds, and they're attracted to colors. So being the new kid on campus, guys out there, the regulars, are telling me, oh, just wear this. So I'm walking down on campus, and they have a trail that they walk to all the time across campus, but they will follow anything that they're attracted to. So all of a sudden, I'm walking, I'm thinking to, you know, my next class. There's four or five of them walking right behind me, following me. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. So you've got mule deer. So eventually what happened? Did they follow you to class?
They followed me almost to the door, and then they walked away. But, I mean, the joke on me was what I was wearing and, you know, the colors and stuff.
Right. So somebody set you up. They were setting you up. You were the new guy on campus, so they were setting you up saying, hey, wear all this crazy colorful stuff. And then they snickered behind your back and said, and now the mule deer are going to be chasing them. Yeah. Harper College, man. You never know. Never know what kind of adventure you're going to have at Harper. All right, Eric, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. Let's see. Canadian Bill said, one day our cat caught a chipmunk and brought it in the house. I looked down and I thought it was a toy. Then I realized it was real. When I went to get some gloves to remove it, the chipmunk woke up, ran forward, then turned around and thankfully went out the door. Thought it was a toy.
I thought that too once. There was a mouse in my house. There's a mouse in my house. And my cat Smokey had was playing with it. It was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But she was batting it around, and I thought it was a toy that she had.
But it was
a real one.
It's a real dead mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened years ago when I was with my folks, and our cat found a dead mouse. Maybe he killed it, but came in with a dead mouse. That's what cats do, man. That's what they do. There is that. Steve Dale's talked about this before, Dan, the idea of having feral cats out in the alleys and stuff by the dumpsters.
Right.
I have them.
Do you?
I don't, but they're in my neighborhood, yeah. People keep them.
Yeah.
Let them stay in their backyards to hang out.
To hang out, and then if they keep the rat situation under control. because I think we might need some feral cats in the alleys behind our building.
I think you can put, there is a wait list. When I was filling in a few months back with John Hansen, we talked to someone about it, but there was a wait list.
Seriously?
To get a feral cat.
Come on, there are cats all over the place.
Yeah, but you know, these are, they're kind of, they lure them to the area and they kind of, they put heating pads down. There's food. There's kind of like areas for them to hang out in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a thing. They'll be like, oh, okay, I like it here. I'm going to live here now.
Yeah. And then they keep the mice and rats under control.
Mm-hmm.
What's the negative there? Do people not want the cats around? Is that the negative?
I guess. I mean, they do have to go to the bathroom and stuff, so
yeah,
that might be an
issue.
Stinky situation.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd still rather have that than mice and rats. You know? Although I will say this, bringing the garbage out the other morning at 3:30 in the morning, if three cats ran out, I'd probably have a stroke.
If cats did?
I mean, it freaked, because they're big. I would immediately think that they were rats and go, okay, those are, you can put a saddle on that rat. So. Yeah, but I did totally freak out. I'm surprised. Maybe I did squeal like a schoolgirl when the rats came out. I don't know. I don't remember really, because I just dropped the bag and just booked back up to my apartment. So maybe I did squeal. Maybe at 3:30 in the morning, some neighbors of mine heard a young woman scream, and it was me. Here's Penny on WGN. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you, Nick?
All right.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, I love your program.
Oh, thank
I absolutely
you.
Love it.
Thank
and
you,
And who's up at this? Who's up at this time of the night other than me? But anyhow, I wanted to tell you about my story. I got home one night about 1:30. And I was walking my dog, and this was shortly after I had moved. I downsized from a home into a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm out there walking my doggy, and I had my cell phone with me. Well, now I have a leash in my hand and my keys and my cell phone. I dropped my cell phone, and I bent down to pick up my cell phone, and my dog pulled, and he got away from me. So the leash and he are gone. And what do you think is down about 15, 20 feet from me but a skunk?
Mm.
Never even thought about encountering a skunk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hollering, oh, my God, and I'm freaking out. And I said, DJ, stop, stop, stop. And so, believe it or not, my dog stopped, but that skunk did not spray. And I thought, oh, my God, what would I have done if my dog hadn't stopped and if the skunk would have sprayed?
Yeah.
Now, I'm new to the area. I'm not even thinking about skunks, okay? And I'm thinking, what do I do? What would I have done? But everybody says, oh, my God, you've got to have tomato juice.
Yep.
Believe it or not, Nick, I have about 7 or 8 cans of tomato juice right now.
Penny, I've been sprayed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I got a bunch of tomato juice. And it wasn't like a direct hit. It hit me like on my leg, and on my jacket, and I had to throw the jacket out. I just threw the jacket out. I threw the pants out as well.
Oh my God!
But no, it's not good. It's not good at all. And this was when I lived at the Honeybee Complex. This was in Norwich. It was in Chicago. It was like at Foster and Cumberland. So this wasn't out in the country or anything. This was like,
oh my God.
And I was walking home. I will say this, Penny, I was walking home and I had had a few cocktails. So maybe I would have seen this thing a little bit earlier. I was drinking at this bar called the North Woods, which we used to drink at all the time, walking distance from the apartment. I walked back around the backside, didn't even see it, walked up to it. At the last minute I saw it, I approached it, boom. And,
oh my God.
Yeah, so it's not fun. Let me just say that, Penny.
But what would you do if something, because like I said, now that I'm here and I know that there are skunks out there, however, I will say I have not seen one since,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So but just, what does somebody do if you don't have tomato juice and you get sprayed? Does anybody know?
In my case, I went I walked back to, there's a 7-Eleven that was right down the, in the same strip mall as the bar that I was at, walked back there, and I got a bunch of tomato juice and then did the whole thing, and I showered like 5 times, threw my pants out, and threw my jacket out. So, oh.
But you wouldn't have, you didn't have a dog. What would I have done if that damn dog?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, unless you live close to a jewel or something. I got to run. We got to hit the news here, Penny. Thank you.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. One of the many adventures at the honeybee complex. Jeez. Oaken laughed his ass off at me, by the way. All right. We got a break. News is next. Right, welcome back, everybody. Great band. 815 area code requesting Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. The Smoking Popes. And that's a punk band. Yeah, Two for Tuesday, 312-981-7200 for your thoughts and your requests. And also, if you have any weird encounters with nature and animals and all that stuff, call us right now or text us. We'd love to hear your story, 312-981-7200. Coming up in just a little bit, after the 4:30 news, we will be playing another edition of Pop-Up Video with the return of Skip Skipley. Have the pigeons been sent out, Dan?
Yes, and I'm happy to say they have not attacked anybody in the process.
No, they have not. Despite all the stories that we're talking about this morning, the pigeons did their duty and did not attack anyone.
They are pacifist penguins.
Penguins?
Or pigeons. Gee, it's not like I haven't slept in a week or anything.
No, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah, you got a new baby. How's the baby sleeping?
Each day gets better.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first couple nights were rough, and but last night was good, so knock on wood that tonight's even better.
For those of you who maybe weren't listening at the top of the show, Dan and his lovely wife, Eileen, have added another child to their family. Olivia was born on Monday the 22nd, and this is Dan's first day back. And he just thought penguins were pigeons. So there you go. That's what happens when you have a newborn.
I mean, Skip, I'm sure, is a lover of all animals.
Yes.
And wouldn't mind penguins on the jet.
That's true. It's true. Skip Skipley is on his way, and we're going to do a little pop-up video a little later on. Our phone number for Talk and Text is 312-981-7200. If you've had any weird encounters with nature and animals and stuff like that, we would love to hear from you. And yeah, and by the way, we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. All right, we got some texts that just came in. Read some of those. We got a couple more from this Reddit thing here. Chilero. Some of the names on Reddit are just the names that people use on Reddit are hilarious. Yeah, man, I'm Chilero. I like to chill. Arrow. I don't know. Anyway, Chilero says, I was kayaking and camping through Glacial Bay National Park up in Alaska in the early summer. As we were taking out our camping gear, I spotted a huge moose watching us from about 100 feet away. He started approaching us aggressively. We hopped in our kayak, paddled away without our things, led the moose around the perimeter of the island a few times, and eventually went back and grabbed our things. So the moose was just following him? J Brown 88 says, I had a coyote come up right behind me one time camping out in the desert. All of us were sitting around the fire at night and no one even saw it come up until someone shouted, coyote! See, all these stories.
Remember when and I talked about this a few days ago, I forget why, but the coyote that jumped into that Quiznos cooler.
What?
Yeah, it was like 2007.
All right.
Maybe 6 or 7. It was really hot out, and Quiznos had the door open, or the coyote got in when someone walked in, and he just jumped into the cooler where all the drinks were, and people were freaking out. And it was here downtown.
Wait, you mean like the open the glass cooler that you get your drinks out of?
Yeah.
The coyote jumped into that?
Yeah, and he was just hanging out. It was hot out.
I haven't heard that story.
And then everyone ran out. I remember it was on the news, and it was great because just had a shot of the coyote in the cooler, like, it's hot outside.
Yeah, I needed to cool off. And it also helped that they have a pepper bar here.
They got a pepper bar. He likes the pepper bar.
He likes the pepper bar. By the way, those commercials were like some of my favorites when they had those rats or whatever the hell they were, sponge monkeys they were called.
Yeah.
Those were the best commercials. I love those commercials. People hated them. I used to talk about it on the air, and when they were on, and people would just go nuts. They hated them so much. They hated those commercials. I thought they were great. I thought those commercials were fantastic. And then an anonymous person says, a possum. I heard there was some amazing solar flare, so I went to this spot with a great vantage spot for the sky. I fell asleep. When I woke up, a possum was in my backpack. I freaked out and tried to shake it out, but then it grabbed my jeans, and thankfully, I kicked it off me. That's terrifying. Fall asleep, wake up, there's a possum in your backpack? No! Again, this whole segment, Dan, confirming my opinion of camping.
Very much so.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let's go up to the mountains and hike and hang out at night. Live under the stars. No. No. All right. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patrick?
Yeah, I was down at Disney World. And I was going to one of the quiet pools, and I had a canvas bag, and I'm walking through this area, kind of a lot of trees and stuff, and a squirrel jumped out of a tree, latched onto my canvas bag, and I had to swing it around and hit the tree to knock the squirrel off.
So you had a squirrel attack. Was that the only time you've ever had a squirrel attack you?
Yes.
Yeah. And you'll never forget it.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks.
Bye. I got your message, Esmeralda. Esmeralda, by the way, just messaged me the story with a picture of the coyote hanging out inside the cooler. That's a pretty great picture.
It was a particularly hot day.
Yeah. I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. So what did they call animal control out? And
yeah, they had to get animal control.
Which one? Was it downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there used to be one in my neighborhood when I lived in Andersonville.
No, this is downtown.
Okay, this was a Quiznos. Well, I wasn't living in Andersonville in 2000. When did you say, 2007?
Yeah.
That's when I moved out of Andersonville. And they had closed. By the way, that Quiznos closed. The Quiznos in Andersonville on Clark, I think it was only open for like 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. They had a pepper bar. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, that's a pretty funny picture. He is. He's just chilling. Literally.
Figuratively and literally.
Wow. Wow. I didn't even know that there were Quiznos still around.
Well, this was 2007.
Yeah.
So.
Are there Quiznos still around? They used to be everywhere.
I'm trying to pull up the website now.
I don't even, because I don't see commercials for them anymore, you know?
Plenty of coyotes, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're just going to have to go to Jimmy John's now.
Yeah, they're going to. No, don't go to Jimmy John's. They're going to. I saw a coyote. I would see them all. I actually saw one maybe last summer. I was riding my bike home from here.
Yeah.
And I saw it just kind of jogging down the sidewalk. I tried to get a picture of it.
Where?
It was probably Ravenswood area.
Oh, sure. That makes
sense. I tried
to
get a picture, but he saw me and ran away.
He was heading for the Quiznos. He
I was like,
heading,
wait.
For, heading for the local Quiznos.
Wanted that pepper bar, man. You want to be the first one in.
That's right.
There is a Quiznos on LaSalle by Division.
Okay.
There's one in Des Plaines, Elk Grove Village, Barrington, Mundelein, and Aurora.
So there's not as many, but they're still around.
They're still around.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never been a fan.
I thought Quiznos were okay. I thought it was okay. I much prefer Potbellies.
Not a fan either.
Oh, I love Potbellies.
It's the bread. I don't really like their bread.
Oh, boy.
And I don't like I like a cold sandwich.
Yeah. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Potbellies 900 feet, literally 900 feet from my front door, and it's housed in the same building as a Lou Malnati's. So that makes me.
I was going to say, do you live in a food court?
No, it's literally 900 feet from my front door. You got smoke is around the other side. So that's 1,200 feet.
Oh, okay.
This is on Irving. And it is Irving and Keeler, basically. And it's really crazy. And the building is Potbellies, Lou Malnati's, and Verizon. and a Verizon store, and I happen to be with Verizon. So it's a very convenient building for me.
So say again, do you live in a food court? Do you live in a mall?
I do. I do, yeah. I live in a Kohl's. I don't know if you knew that or not, but...
That makes sense.
Yeah. You know how they have like the bedroom sets and stuff in Kohl's?
That's where you live?
Yeah, I live in one of those.
Do you live off of Kohl bucks?
Yeah. Yeah.
They pay you here with Kohl bucks,
That's exactly right. I made a deal with the bosses here. Just pay me in Kohl bucks. Because I buy all of my clothing and all of my food from Kohl's.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
Just fancy olive oils and cashews.
That's what I live on. I drink olive oil and I eat cashews. That's my daily, very healthy. It's my daily consumption. All right, we got a break. We got weather. We got traffic. And then after, we'll wrap up all the crazy stories with animals. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200.
When I think of wearing suits to work, it really makes me sick. I don't want to go to college. I don't want to do things that require a degree. That seems like death to me. I don't want to be in college. I don't want to be another.
I love this song. Nice choice, 815 area code, Smoking Pope's College. I love this song. It's so good. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and wearing a suit to work makes him sick. I wore a suit Thursday, everybody. Just wanted to let everybody know. Didn't wear a tie, but I had a jacket on and some pants and some shoes that weren't Chucks. I had to look respectable, you know? I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said, wow, you look completely different.
That is one fine Kohl's suit you're wearing.
Right off the rack at Kohl's next to my bedroom. Right there. Oh, man. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming out on Thursday to the induction ceremony for the Walk of Fame. It was a real joy, a real pleasure. I'm really honored. My parents were just over the moon, and my thanks to all the fans who showed up and the friends and listeners and all that cool stuff. It was a great day, a really, really great day that I'll never forget. And so, yeah, that was fun. Thanks. All right, we're talking about weird encounters with weird animals. 815 area code says, my ex-husband and I were fishing a couple of years ago, and I caught a snapping turtle that was big. Anyway, when he cut the line to free the turtle, he started chasing me. I was standing on a rock. It was a big rock, but not enough room for the both of us, so I jumped onto the nearby shore, and the turtle went into the water, came toward the shore where I was, but I got a huge stick to... Well, I'm not going to say this sentence, Dan. I got a huge stick to beat him off. All right.
I didn't even catch that.
No, you didn't even catch that one, did you? Because you're so inured to it. We do this every Friday, so. 224 area code says, we live in Lake County. We have three giant cranes that walk down the driveways and lawns. They're about 3.5 feet tall, and they remind me of little dinosaurs. You know, I think we've all discovered that birds can be really mean. Right? Esmeralda, you're talking about geese. They can be really mean.
Oh, real mean. I think my mom's gotten the ones, the robins, where they've come swooping down because they've made a nest right by the door of the house.
Yeah. No, I've talked to, I can't tell you the number of people who've been attacked by birds. And there's a certain time of season when you're more likely to get attacked. Like, they come right at your head.
Right. Well, they're protecting their babies.
Yep. I told you the story. I had a bird in my apartment one time. I almost freaked out. Like, completely freaked out. There's a bird flying around in my apartment. I was like, what? This was in Andersonville. So I got a broom and I opened up my back door and I had to chase it and I finally got it out. It took like 20 minutes.
There was, and apparently this happens all the time because I've seen other pictures. There was pigeons just hanging out at the Amtrak waiting area.
Oh, yeah.
At Union Station.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, as someone who lives right near an L stop with a viaduct, it's Pigeon Village, man.
Yeah, but this is inside.
Oh, they inside?
Yeah, they've somehow, because I guess the doors for their train, like to go out to the Amtrak train.
I see.
Guess they get in that way.
They get in and just hang out.
You just see them like hanging out in the waiting area.
Do they have tickets?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
that's why they
need
have
to leave.
That's why they have to stay in the waiting area.
And they need to leave.
And they don't fly. They just kind of walk. They waddle around.
Yeah. Robert says, I live across the street from a forest preserve and a golf course. A neighbor had told me when I first moved in that, there was a wolf in the area. Sure enough, I was out grilling steaks, and it approached me. I threw it a steak. He picked it up and walked away. What? You gave the wolf a steak?
Well, I mean, it is a wolf.
I mean, I guess that's better than, like, getting eaten. But, man, that's a whole steak that you got rid of. Steaks are lovely things. 708 area code says, one day I pulled up into my driveway, and I had three-piece KFC dinner in the car. I had to go to the bathroom, so I got out of the car and left the door open. What? I came back out to gather my stuff, and I looked up to see a possum sitting in my chair with a piece of chicken on the floor. He had picked off pieces and was laying them down on the floor mat. He looked up at me, not the least bit startled, and gave me a look to let him know that he was not going to budge until he was done with the chicken. I went into the house and watched him out the window until he finished. When he left, I went to the car to get my stuff. Just leave the car door. I'm going to the can. I'll just leave the car door open.
See, that's when you just have to gather everything and then just run.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would have brought the chicken in with me. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, you throw it on the ground of your house.
Not into the bathroom. But you just put it in the kitchen and then go to the can. Steve says, I'm a paper pecker. I threw a paper down a driveway. I then saw a coyote pick it up and run. I used to deliver pizza for Papa John's. Somehow a squirrel got in my back seat. Oh, God. I didn't realize it until I started driving. It peed over everything. I had to drive with it because I was on the road and there was only one lane and no shoulder. Eventually, I found a stop, opened the door, and let it out. I really, really, really hope you weren't on your way to a delivery and your pizza was in the back seat. That would not have been good for the next customer.
I wonder if it's stinky.
I would imagine so.
Like cat or anything. Or if it just doesn't smell like anything.
But again, if you order Papa John's, it's going to taste like that anyway. Hold on a second. Wait a minute now. Hold on a minute. Right. Wait. They don't sponsor anything, do they? Are they? do they buy time here?
Although, don't you think the whole city of Chicago would be just reek? Since there's so many squirrels everywhere.
It's true. Hey, Nick, I was feeding wild turkeys from the palm of my hand a few weeks ago delivering papers in McHenry County. I also had a bird fly out of a paper tube a few days ago when I put the paper in a tube. 815 says, we started hiking down into the Grand Canyon and we had packed some grapes. Our daughter was eating them and a group of squirrels attacked her to get the grapes. See, they're jerks. Bev says, my cat brought home a gift, a chipmunk. She plopped it at my feet early in the morning. I woke up and screamed. I went into shock. My husband massaged his chest and revived him.
Wait, the squirrel went into shock?
No. She went into shock. The chipmunk was revived by the husband.
Okay, got it.
All right, I think that's a good place as any to stop. Reviving chipmunks on your bed. All right, we got a break, and then the news, and then after the news, Skip Skipley is going to be here, and we'll get another edition of Pop-Up Video. So all the cats and chipmunks and raccoons get ready to hear Esmeralda sing.